Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television station?
No.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, thank you. And well, as well, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably will.
Thank you. And what is your age?
57.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
8.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that way about your motivation to vote?
I have no opinion right now.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Thank you. Would that be a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say your economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence, or the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
The lack of economic development.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Democrats in Congress.
50.
Thank you. Project 2025.
Repeat that.
Yes, Project 2025.
I never heard of it.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
I dislike.
Sorry?
I dislike the idea.
Okay. So how would you rate your feelings toward him between 0 and 100?
10.
Thank you. And Kamala Harris?
I'll say 75.
Thank you. Cornel West?
I never heard it.
Thank you. J.D. Vance?
Yeah.
Thank you. Jakeem Jeffries?
Never heard it.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
About 75.
Thank you. And Republicans in Congress?
Republicans in Congress. I would say about 50.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Thank you. And what do you need to hear more? And what do you need to hear more of from the candidates in order to make a choice?
Where they stand, and to stop bickering at each other.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Not very much.
Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Would that be somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Much less favorable.
Thank you. And what do you have read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
No opinion.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, the politics, as usual, isn't working for working people. We need something different. A reset, a change from the same old, old. And for the first time in over a decade, we have a chance for that. Harris would make history as our first black woman president. But more important right now is the change she represents from the same tired choices we have been limited to these last few years. She offers a path forward beyond the same old political fights and division. If we want change, we have to vote for a candidate that's changed. How would you rate this statement from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth, and Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big banks and forced them to pay check $18 billion to homeowners. And as Vice President, Harris secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing and to address homelessness across America. She also worked to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As president, she will make affordable house a top priority. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. Next one is, What kind of country do we want to live in? Well, Trump and MAGA extremists want us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate. Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom. Freedom to not just get by, but get ahead. To be safe from gun violence. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. The freedom to have a future in which no child lives in poverty. Where we can all afford healthcare and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom and that if we fight, we win. That's what his election is all about. How convincing would you rate this from 0 to 10?
Let me put an 8. 8.
Thank you. And the last one is, both Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage by a for-profit education company. And marijuana arrests and incarcerations dropped. And as Senator, Harris was a champion of black maternal health and championed legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families. How convincing would you rate this from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. Let me ask you again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Joe Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Thank you. Let me ask you again, now that you have talked a little bit more about the elections, please write yourself a motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from between 0 and 10.
Number 6.
Maybe. Thank you. Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Every day.
Very often?
Every day.
Okay. Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the information, the most information? YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, X, Facebook, TikTok or other?
Other.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We're just about to finish. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
1 year of graduate.
Sorry?
1 year of graduate classes.
Okay, the options we have here is 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate.
Postgraduate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
0.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever. I listen to it on the radio.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
None of my neighbors.
Sorry?
None.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
Thank you.
Thanks to you, and have a good one.